Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
I'm Batman.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. We got some Jonathan Kuminga news, and it's time to talk about it. Anthony Slater and Sham Sharania have brought new information to the table. I don't know if it's going to change your perspective on things.
Let's hear it.
But here's the first paragraph of their story on ESPN. The Golden State Warriors made another push to retain Jonathan Kuminga over the past several days, but the restricted free agent is continuing to decline their two-year, $45 million contract offer, sources told ESPN on Wednesday. So Jonathan Kuminga said no.
So is he, again, I asked Evan, I'll ask you, Steiny, when I hear you read that, and I'm in Disneyland because I want him to remain a Warrior, knowing the role that he wants is, it's just not here. I asked Evan and I'll ask you right now, do you think he's slow playing this to kind of get back at the team?
Absolutely not.
Is this out of spite?
No, absolutely not. This is business. And even if he's not
kind of taking coming, this time, yeah.
No, this is business. This is nothing more than Kuminga trying to get as much money as possible, which he's earned the right to do. But the reason he's not taking the two-year $45 million offer is because the second year, and this is...
Well, give it to me.
The Warriors want it to be a team option for the second season. And what that would do is essentially mean that the Warriors would have Kuminga under control for another two more years.
Like they do now.
But they could also trade him anywhere at any point, and he doesn't, and I get it.
Do you think the Warriors do think, and we knew he was going to turn that down?
The Warriors probably knew. Like, if he doesn't want to be there, why would he ever sign a contract with a team option?
Man. I was just hoping for clarity. We're all hoping, Dub Nation, for clarity, man. It's Shasky left out of here. We were having fun, like just fatigued. But it's a big deal in regard to, and I get it, and I'm with them. You know, you want clarity to know who's going to battle with you, man. And if this dude is going to be part of the team, and when you can make all the other announcements of who's rounding out the roster. But, Steiny, this thing has all the ingredients of going to September.
Yeah. Maybe beyond.
Oh, I got to believe Lakeup and company are like.
Yeah, and just like, Lakeup going to do right by him?
No, just.
I mean, how's that all working out? Like, this is hardball. Mm. It's not what's best for, hey, Joe Lakeup and Steve Kerr and Dunn. Like, let's really be nice to Jonathan. Kuminga Turner offered the war. A three-year, $82 million contract. So when they were in Vegas, Kuminga's agent gave the Warriors a proposal, 3 years for $82 million. Like, what's he doing?
I hear you.
But here's the thing. Like, I think a lot of Warrior friends are like, well, just sign him. Just sign him. It's like, that's not how it works. It's not how it works with Kuminga. So I don't know what's going to happen. Here's what I think now more than anything. He's going to be a Warrior this year.
Yeah, well, then.
At the start of the season, because they ain't doing him any favors. Right. And they ain't moving him for something that they don't want or like.
And
they
you know what? I'm going to give him a round of applause on that, Steiny, because that's what I was getting worried about. So I know for Kuminga and his family, or just his mentals, and Aaron Turner, who, I don't know, is he looking bad in this? He had to come out while I was gone. I was listening to you and Evan, Steiny, and he came out and said, we never turned that down, but I felt like he had to do that just so he wouldn't look bad or letting Kuminga down. But the bottom line is, a Warrior fan and a guy that still likes Kuminga, and I want him to have some, and I know it's getting worse by the day, some impact on this team. I'll take that, Steiny. I'll take that.
Well, The other thing is, I don't know if he got an offer last year. He didn't get an offer last year. But here's the reality of the situation. He wanted more money last year than the Warriors wanted to give him. And at that point, he said, fine, I'll go to restricted free agency. And I think that's when the Warriors said, go ahead. Because if you're not taking, to my way of thinking, if last summer they had offered Kuminga 3 for $82, $27 million a year, and he said, no, I'll go to restricted free agency. At that point, I am saying, you're not a $40 million player. You're not a $30 million player. So to me, once they realized last year that they were clearly far apart,
right,
and that he was viewing himself as a $30-plus million player, well, then what do you do if you're the Warriors? Well, okay, let's give him 40. No, or 30. No, it's not the way you do it. You say, okay, you want to play that game? We'll play that game. And it doesn't mean we don't like you, and it doesn't mean we're going to try to hose you. But you want to play that game?
All right, well, wow.
Let's play. Yeah, let's play that game.
Yeah, game on. And man, Steiny, like I said, if you are right, they're going to start this season with him in a Warrior uniform. You know, this is not how you drew it up, but just from a selfish standpoint for me, being a Dub fan and the fans listening, I still think this guy can add and help you. So, again, it won't be what he wants. But, man, we're talking about year 5 to where he's feeling some type of way if he still is on the team.
You know what's funny?
You don't think that's good at all, huh?
Well, no, it's funny because, you know, 2 minutes ago I said, I think he's going to be on the Warriors. And yeah. I almost 2 seconds ago said, you can't bring this guy back.
Right.
So,
but they're not going to, they're not taking pennies on the dollar, and that's what I love. Dude, you can say what you want about Kuminga, Steiny. You can't give him away for nothing.
Well,
and that package from the Kings
they're not going to give him away for nothing. They won't. They can't. He can't.
Devin Carter, that package, I hated it. Sorry. Oh, my. So, way to stand on business. Thank you, Carter. Way to stand on business, Lakeup and Mike D, for right now.
But, you know, this is where, and I think every professional team is like this. They're disingenuous. The 49ers were absolutely positively disingenuous when it came to Jimmy Garoppolo. They were saying one thing, but they really didn't, you know, and it's the same thing with Jonathan Kuminga. They know damn well that if they offer him, they know darn well he doesn't really want to be here. Whether it's the money or the role, the situation, Kerr, he doesn't want to be here.
So for you to say it's business, now I do like that and I'm feeling that. You do understand it, though, right? Wouldn't you do the same? I think I would, and Evan, if the Warriors, knowing we're not going to cave.
They offered him a contract they knew he wouldn't take.
Exactly.
So, you know, is that
this business
on the up and up? No, it's not on the up and up.
But it's business.
So they're saying to Kuminga, we know you're not crazy about being here. We know you're not crazy about Steve Kerr. And you know we're not crazy about you either because we're not willing to give you what you want. But I'll tell you what, come back at a lower number than you want and continue to have us have all the control.
Man.
It's like, no, he's not going to do that. And I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So
Austin and Saddles ain't coming down my road. Goo, don't sound off for Lakeup and Dunleavy. I'm not. I'm just telling you I'm a Kuminga fan, not a stan. And if this somehow keeps him in a Warrior uniform until we find out what's behind door number 2 or 3. The fact that he's helping him in a role, I'm in. Now, when you get to the feelings and resentment, Steiny, you think we're past that? Has that started?
Of course it started.
Yeah, like that. Like so.
I mean, this may have started last summer. Is there anybody out there that I use the word acrimony. That might be strong, but clearly there's a problem here. clearly there's a problem here. And I don't know what Kuminga's going to end up doing. Here's what I know. If he plays on the $8 million qualifying offer,
correct,
he'll be here for one more year. And if the Warriors decide to trade him during this upcoming season, he would have veto power, which means if he plays under the qualifying offer, he determines if he gets traded where he goes. Period. Gotcha. End of story.
Okay.
If he signs this two-year deal with a team option, he has no leverage anymore. They can trade him anywhere they want at any time, and he's still in the city. Like, nothing changes if he comes and now, signs a two-year deal.
I got to ask you this, though. Let's keep it – we keep it 100 all the time, Stoney. If somehow he's in a Warrior uniform, do you think Lakeup – and goes to Kerr and they have a conversation his role. I got to believe you don't want to be walking on eggshells or grenades.
You know what? I think that's – you know what? I think they got to talk about his role. That's the one thing they've never done. Like – those days are so long gone.
What's Lakeup's role? Like, I do think he likes Kuminga.
I'm sure he does.
He can keep him, have him. Like, there is something Lakeup can do.
What?
I believe.
What?
In regard to talking to the head coach.
What can he do?
About,
what can he
not
do?
Not giving him the keys, as Kendrick Perkins was saying, but somehow, Stoney, I don't want to say do him a solid because that's too strong.
That doesn't happen. Doesn't happen.
The dude has enough talent to be a part and make contributions on this team.
Why would you do a guy a solid who apparently didn't want to sign $100 million? Like, why would you do a guy a solid who apparently last year scoffed at $25 million a year? Well, like, I wouldn't want to do a solid for that guy. If he turned down, like, the other thing is, if you want to say, well, he never got an offer, Steiny, well, you know why? Because he wanted something that was higher than the Warriors wanted to give him. And the Warriors felt like it was fair. And when Kuminga turned it down, I'm sure they were like, all right. I still think it's funny that people think Kuminga's got leverage. And he's got one piece of leverage. There's no doubt that he can play on the qualifying offer. But the Warriors are the ones that they determine whether he's going to be on this team next year or he's not.
Yeah.
So.
And I want him on this team. So Andis Brown on the chat is like, "Goo, why you keep, what makes you think he wants to be here?" I don't. I just know if he's here, he's got to play basketball for the Warriors. And what I feel like we got on the bench or what we don't have on the bench, I still think he could help. Now it's going to be a whole different ball game in regard to feelings hurt and all that stuff. If you're right, Stoney, and I kind of get it, but we talked about him going to the media, Kuminga, that is, the last couple years, said a little thing. But man, if somehow he's playing on that qualifying offer, I got to believe he's sounding off left and right. Like, this would, what did you say, acrimonious?
Yeah.
It definitely would be that this year.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let me ask you this. If,
lay it on me,
2 weeks ago, the Warriors offered him 2 years for 45 with a team option, what would you have done if you're Kuminga?
I would have taken it.
Why?
I want to get some bread.
Okay.
And you're saying he had the option.
No, there was a team.
Oh, no, right.
That's why
I got it.
Kuminga should have scoffed at that.
I got you.
He had every right to scoff at that.
I would not have signed that.
I wouldn't have either. By the same token, you know, the Warriors, like, they don't want to give him the power.
And also, I'll say this to that, Stoney, from a Kuminga standpoint, I know it's about money and I know it's about getting a raise, but if I were to sign that, put my John Hancock on that contract and still be in hell in regard to my role basically not changing. I know people are going to be like, no, it's about the Benjamins, and I get that. Shout out Ice Cube. But it's about the Benjamins at what cost. He wants out of here for the love of basketball and that role and also the money. But, man, Steiny, to sign that and still be fourth or fifth option here, I mean, that would be mental head warfare.
Yeah, I mean,
man,
here's the bottom line. And I think this might be where he's at, is he doesn't trust the Warriors. I get it. He doesn't believe for a minute that if he comes back here, anything will change. And I kind of don't either. I mean, Kerr will try. He'll cosmetically try to play the three of those guys together, but it probably won't work, or won't work to the extent Kerr wants it to. And then Kuminga is sitting here in December like, oh my God.
Mm.
I got, so, you know, I'm looking at Kuminga. If he plays on the $8 million qualifying offer, you know what that would bring his career earnings to for his 5-year career? $33 million. He will have made $33 million.
All right.
Okay. And I get it. He's got to wait. Why not wait? Play for $8 million. Do you really believe in yourself?
Yeah.
Wow. Go be an unrestricted free agent next year. You'll probably get $3 million. I'll tell you what.
And remember, I told you all, hell no, he's not doing that.
Here's the problem. I think if he becomes a free agent at the end of the year, you know what kind of contract he's going to get? 3 for $82 million.
Mm.
And that's where I don't know where they go from here. Big Smoothie is in Oakland. Hey, Big Smoothie.
Gentlemen. Let me tell you what this is all about.
Yeah.
Looking at it from Kuminga's agent, it's all about Franz Wagner, guys. That's what this is all about. Kuminga was drafted one pick before him. Franz Wagner got a bag. If I'm Kuminga, I'm like, I don't think this guy's better than me. What did he get? 224. 5 years. Kuminga's looking at that and saying, I'm better than this guy. I was drafted one pick before him. He's at least, if nothing else, he's gauging that contract. Wouldn't you gauge that contract? I went one pick before this guy. Why would this guy make so much more money than me? I get that. Whatever we think about Kuminga, to me, that's what his agent should be looking at. Mm. Now, I think his agent is trash. That's my opinion. But that's what this is all about. And I get it. We should all understand that. He's trying to get paid what he feels is fair compensation. And, of course, who else would he look at? Franz Wagner. That makes sense to him. I was picked before this guy, yet this guy's making way more than me. I at least want the same bag that he got. Doesn't that make sense?
It makes sense, but it's why this will never get solved. I mean, you can always do
that. Well, it will.
I mean, you can always do that, I think. Like, Brock Purdy's making more than Josh Allen right now, right? I mean, I'm just saying, I'm with you. I'm with you, Smooth. But if he thinks he should be paid as much as Franz Wagner,
man,
then this is irreconcilable.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Like, it's just not, it's not going to happen. Pierce Evans on the YouTube channel. If the Warriors decide if JK plays for the Warriors or another team, that's not true if JK wants to sign the qualifying offer. No, you're right. If he signs the qualifying offer, that means he's here.
Yeah.
Now,
I can't believe he would. Go ahead. I get it. That's your way to freedom.
Now, it means they'll probably try to trade him, and Kuminga will have the say. That's why the Warriors don't want him on the qualifying offer either. Because in theory, the Warriors, and I'm just going to be ridiculous here, but if he's just playing on the qualifying offer and the Warriors have a deal for Giannis, guess what? Kuminga could say, yeah, I ain't going to Milwaukee.
No,
I have no interest in Milwaukee.
And who wants that, right?
So then Kuminga has the leverage in terms of where he can go, But the Warriors have the leverage in terms of, we won't send you anywhere. We're not sending you anywhere.
So who's winning right now, partner? Who would you say if I had tell us that we had to go to the scorecard right now?
I think the team always wins this. I just do. I mean, Kuminga's already lost. He's already lost because whether the number was 20, 25, or 30, he could have gotten something like that last year.
So I was just going there.
But no, you know what? I take it back. If he doesn't want to be here, then he's doing the right thing. What's up, E?
Well, minor wrinkle in this is Kuminga posted a picture of himself sitting next to his agent on his Instagram this morning. And kind of titled in the middle of the picture is, I'll bet on myself all day.
So the 7.9.
Maybe it's just a message. I mean, that like that wow. takes guts to take the qualifying offer.
Wow!
This is going to be hard for me to say, but it's a gutsy move. But he's...
Well, it's also because it's not... It typically doesn't work out.
You're right. Well, worked out for Ben Gordon like, in that story, but...
Yes, and for a few people it has, but for the majority, it does not. There's a reason why people don't pick up qualifying offers.
You're right.
But for him, Evan, in this new world that we live in, I'm just saying, Stoney, I love that get, Evan. For him to say, I'm betting on myself, I would bet my right arm, that means he's signing that qualifying offer at 7.9. My way to freedom, one more season, and then the world is mine.
I think it's because it's the only card he has to play. Like, the Warriors cannot let him sign the qualifying offer. They can't. It would be a circus the whole season. They lose out on possibly trading him, and then they lose him at the end of the year for nothing. That's the only weapon that he has. So I think he's trying to let the Warriors know that he will do it. And they better figure out something because he's willing to, and they can't let him.
Do you believe he's willing to?
No.
Why do I believe it, Evan Steiny? That would let me know what I asked you and I asked Evan while you were out, Steiny. Is there any animosity or spite? That post symbolizes to me, if he were to take that risk, and it is, that would let me know he is so mad and wants up out of Dodge. He would wait for his payday.
Yeah, and I don't think that's spite. I think that's business. 888-957-9570 is the number. Jonathan Kuminga on his Instagram. I'll bet on myself every time. Here's the other thing. Like, if you're Kuminga, are you really worried about a career-ending injury? Where is that on the table at 22?
Got hurt last year.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Missed 30 games.
No, but
I, no, what I'm it's saying bigger than that, Stoddy.
He's 22. I get it's a risk, but, you know, he'll make 8 this year. It'll be 33 for his career, and then he hits free agency next year.
Yeah.
And that's when he gets his that's when he thinks he's going to get his 200
right, I got you.
Or 150.
Right.
But he won't. And one of the reasons he won't is because he's not going to play enough to get that kind of money.
Well, probably. See, that's where I differ, Stoney. I believe there's a role for him to average 16 to 18 points on this team.
And that'll get him about $20 million a year next year.
But what if somebody looked at that like, okay, you were doing that for fiddle?
Why haven't they looked at it like that already?
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. I'll get to all the calls on the other side. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
They need to get a lot younger, and they keep getting older.
Championship coming soon.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The chef.
Oh, boy. Jonathan Kuminga. What a mess.
Yeah. While I was out last week, there were reports. Everybody was catching strays about Kuminga and Mr. Turner turning down allegedly $30 million plus. Do you believe that offer? I know you and Evan got into it. I didn't get to hear. But do you believe that those numbers were actually offered to him?
I'm starting to think that there might not have been an offer, but he said he – threw a number out there.
Yeah, right.
And they were like, that ain't happening. Go be a restricted free agent. This is some interesting, in case you're wondering what we're talking about, you're probably not. It's Jonathan Kuminga, but it's because there's news out there. Apparently, Kuminga's turned down a two-year, $45 million contract with the Warriors. The second year would have been a team option. And according to sources and Sham Sharani and Anthony Slater, he doesn't want to sign that because there's no guarantee he could get out of here then before 2 years were up.
Listen to you, get out of here.
And
escape from Alcatraz.
This is the one that's interesting. In recent days, the Warriors have begun signaling a plan to cut off sign and trade conversations entirely, using their restricted free agent leverage to the fullest. Their current stance is that Kuminga will be on the roster either through that two-year offer or the standing $7.9 million qualifying offer.
Oh, my God.
Damn, man.
So, this is hardball. There's no doubt about it. But the other thing about this is, like,
the big leagues.
Restricted free agency is States, about hardball.
Yeah, I got you.
Like, once you enter restricted free agency, it's automatically
and it's not just
ball.
Him. I know we're in the Bay, Stoney, but Evan and I talked Cam, Thomas, Giddy. All of them are stuck right now.
Yep. Let's go to Austin in Daly City. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
Hey, yo, I'm in Redwood City, not Daly City.
Oh, all right.
What's up,
baby?
Oh, hey, no, I feel like this is it's not just about the money. It's about how they treating Kuminga. And this go back with Clay, Dre, and Curry. This is their fault. They already got their four rings. What more do you guys want to accomplish? To this point, they either another ring or y'all just stat padding. Nobody, and then at that, nobody wants to play that Iguodala role coming off the bench, being that leader, being that old vet. Draymond Green is on his last hip. Curry dang there on his last ankles. I mean, like, what more do you guys want Kuminga to do? He's been DNP so many times. We got KD, then we lost KD. We got Wiggins, we lost KD. Now we got Jimmy Butler, and then now Kuminga did keep going down the line, down the line, down the line. So he can't show his skills, what he can do. We had a glimpse of what he can do when Curry went out. We had a glimpse of what he can do when Butler went out. Why is he not getting that treatment that he deserves? He got drafted 7th overall or whatever pick he got drafted in. He deserves this money. The same thing with Jordan Poole. They let him go for a 40-year-old that still think he can start. But his value is supposed to be for the bench.
Hey, Austin, let me ask you this. When you hear something like Kuminga turned down 2 years for $45 million and a team option, what do you think?
I'm turning that down, too.
Yeah.
I know my value is worth way more than that.
Well,
now you guys not letting me... You guys are not letting me perform. You guys are not letting me do my job. I'm capable of doing this. The Warriors is messing themselves up. They already had their next core in line. It's just that the quarter they have now with Curry and Draymond, they don't want to downgrade their role to coming off the bench like a Carmelo Anthony. Now look at the Lakers. They got LeBron James. What LeBron James will do? Is he going to really, you know, let Luka take over? And him coming off the bench and showing everybody that's on the bench, this is how it's supposed to be played. Look at Luka. Then when Luka goes to the bench, or LeBron comes in, and Luka looks at LeBron how he's conducting the court.
Well,
like, where is this at with the Warriors?
Well, I'll tell you this, Austin. Here's the way I look at that: 2 for $45 million. That's $22.5 million
yeah.
a year.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Austin. $22.5 million a year.
$15 million.
That's what you're
raise.
Worth. That's what you're worth. You're not worth more than that. So I don't think he's turning it down because it's 22.5. I think he's turning it down because of the control. If he signs that two-year deal, he sees his leverage all back to the Warriors. And that is why I would absolutely... I completely understand why Kuminga wants to get out of here. And I think if
he wants to be a starter too, though, Steiner.
That's why. Yeah. That's why he wants out of here. There's not enough playing time for him. He's only 22, but this is going to be his fifth year in the league.
So he's got to bite the bullet somehow, though, Steiny. Because he ain't going to get the red magic carpet and that role, you know? Unless he does the play on if he says 7.9, here I come, I'm going to do it.
See, I
hope I don't get hurt.
I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if that's what would happen. But now, I mean, it's gone so long and there's clearly a lot going on and I don't get the sense Kuminga trusts the organization anymore, whether it's the front office and the money they're talking or whether it's the coach and the way the coach,
yeah,
he perceives the way the coach is.
And let me lay this on you real quick. I keep talking about Lake Up. But if you're cursed, Donnie, he could never say it into a microphone. You want him in another uniform too. Kuminga.
If you're
Steve Kerr. Did you have to? If I'm him and I've never figured out how to get him, you know?
I mean,
I don't want this to. Could you imagine? We did it with Durant this last year, and this is different. But if he signs that qualifying offer and comes back, Stoney, it would be. It's already kind of a circus, but this would really be a circus. I would, if I'm Steve Kerr, nothing personal, I would want him, come on, guys, in upstairs, get him out of here so I don't even have to personally deal with this.
Well, I actually.
And the team for that matter.
I actually think in a perfect world, Kerr would want him back. Just with a, you know, great attitude and, hey, get back in here and be our sixth man. Here's what we want from you. We want you to be a great sixth man, and then you start when Butler's out.
Yeah, or tired.
But that's, I think that's insulting to Kuminga, and that I understand. Like, he doesn't think that, I don't think he thinks he's respected here.
But don't you got to earn that? And maybe he thinks he already has.
I'm sure he does.
All right.
I'm sure he does. Marv's in Livermore.
The more.
Hey, Marv.
Hey, fellas. Great show. Oh, hey, Goo. Thanks for waking me up on that giant rant. I always love the Hoos. But Steiny, you almost had it right, but Kuminga has – I called you guys a month ago. I told you the play for him is to sign that qualifying offer because that limits what the Warriors can do, and it gives him more control because it is – a no-trade clause. Once he signs that, who's going to trade value for him knowing he will be an unrestricted free agent the following year? Nobody. So the offers that they're getting now is garbage because it's a fire sale, so they're just going to wait the Warriors out till mid-September, come back with an offer and see if they take it, because that's the only way the Warriors will get more. They do not get more signing him to the qualifying offer, and then he has roughly veto power by saying, hey, well, you trade me there, I'm not going to sign with you guys.
Right. I mean, it's almost the case, Marv, where before he signs the qualifying offer, you got to ask him to give him a list, give you guys a list of teams that he would go to in a trade. But see, that's the problem for the Warriors. They don't want to have Jonathan Kuminga on their team dictating who he can be traded to. Because in that case, it's up to Kuminga.
I got you.
If he leaves for nothing, so not the Warriors.
No, that's to Janet Jackson, the control.
So, exactly. Like I understand. I mean,
he'd be a gangster if he comes back on what Evan talked to that quad, that 7.9. Like that post has to mean something, or he's sending a subliminal, not even a subliminal to the team, saying, y'all think I won't do this? Make something happen and get me with Doug Christie and Sack.
Well, there's a
there was a
story in The Athletic last week, and it gave two examples of guys who have been in restricted free agency in the past. One where it worked out, Ben Gordon.
That was a while.
He bet on himself, had a good year, and then got the money he wanted in the offseason. But Nerlens Noel turned down money and
it went all bad from there.
Yeah, he was in the league a while, but he never got that big payday again.
I'll say this to that, though, Stein. It's fascinating in the sense, if J.K. ends up being what J.K. thinks he is and puts up those numbers, and he were to be, do the gangster route, which I'm calling it, and come back on the qualifying offer, then he would win when you look back on his career. But if he's not that guy, I mean, man, Stoney, then you look at it like, dude, you just had a false sense of self-worth in regard to what you thought you were worth. Because right now, if he thinks he's up there with the Barneses and the Wagners, and the guys that are further along with their game and have proven just a bit more as far as polished, then I'd be like, man, JK, you read your own chessboard wrong, along with your agent.
Yeah. Vince is in Austin. Hey, Vince, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, what's going on today?
Hey,
not much.
Excellent. Well, you know, I've been watching the Warriors for about 20 years now, and the one thing that stood out to me, even back to the Don Nelson days when Andres Biedrich was giving handoff passes to Baron Davis, you know, it was a different time back then. But the one thing, there's two rules that make a great Warrior. Rule number one, you got to win. And rule number two, you got to want to be on the team. The Warriors have had great coaches. They've had a great staff, and it shows through championship years. Of course, we've let one slip to LeBron, the 3-1 year. I won't get into that. Another point, I'll refer to what the caller was saying two callers ago. You know, everyone wants to talk about Curry's ankles and how he's on his last leg. They've been saying that about Curry's ankles for the past 12 years. Early on in Curry's career, he had ankle problems. You know, he wasn't physical. I think Curry could play another 6 years in this league. He likes golf. That's a longevity game. You know, he talks to all these golf guys, all these science guys. You know, he really knows how to take care of his body. So don't count Curry out. Don't count Green out. Don't be foolish. Kuminga, he's a very talented player. I've never called in question Kuminga's talent. And he went on a very nice spree during that second round of the playoffs. And one thing about Kuminga is he's always stayed in shape. He's always stayed in phenomenal shape. But you have to want to be a part of the team. You have to want to be a part of the program. You have to buy into the program. It's almost like taking it back to high school days where the coach is, hey, guys, if you want to play for me, you got to buy in. And watching Kuminga now, seeing all the stuff, seeing that he didn't take the 2-year deal, it shows you hints that he doesn't want to be here.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Sometimes you got to acknowledge, I understand why he doesn't want to be here. And that doesn't mean I think he's great. It doesn't mean I think he's going to be a superstar, because I don't. I think he's going to be a nice player. But if he doesn't want to be here...
I hear you, man.
Here's the other thing. And again, I feel like there's just so many examples of this. And that is... I'll just put it to you this way. I thought you said Joe Lacob likes Kuminga.
I really...
Okay, so why is it like this? Why is it like this? If Joe Lacob loves Jonathan Kuminga, why
you're gonna laugh?
Why hasn't this been dealt with?
Okay, you're gonna laugh. I think Lacob, not scorned, that's too strong. I think he's a bit shocked/irritated that Kuminga's doing what he's doing right now with his agent, and Lacob didn't see that. I think Lacob thought, you know, I do this for that. We'll be bam bam. And I think Kuminga's doing something that Joe didn't see. And I'll say this, because you know I'm a sports romantic, and this for the 80th time to have my heart broken. Steiny, I don't, you know, sometimes we hear recruitment of you can recruit your own or try to save what you have. And you can say, Goo, come on, this is not the Disney Channel. But don't you really think if Dre and Steph wanted Kuminga back, we would hear something about a conversation or a dinner or a lunch to try to facilitate you know, just brother to brother, we want you back.
Here's what I think.
I
think Joe Lacob likes Kuminga.
I do too.
But this is business. You can like a guy and laugh when he says he thinks he's a $35 million player. Like this is the quintessence. Yes. I absolutely think Joe Lacob really likes Kuminga. But this is business.
Steiny, his turn, or Mr. Turner, his agent said they never were asked for 30 or 35.
Well, they asked for something that Lake, yeah. I mean, if it were so close and Lacob loved Kuminga, well, he would have just done it. Okay. If why doesn't Lacob like Kuminga enough to say, let's give him 3 for 82? Because that's what they asked for. So Kuminga can be loved by Joe Lacob, but that doesn't mean Joe Lacob thinks he's a $30 or $28 million player. Mm. And I don't either when it comes down to that.
Interesting, man.
Let's go to Austin. Austin's in San Jose. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Good afternoon.
What's up?
So many narratives out there, and we don't know what to believe anymore, do we? I mean, I never thought he got any offer. Negotiation does not equal offer. Just because you sit down and talk about a fee or what you want doesn't mean that's an offer. So I think people are confused. I don't think they ever made him a 30. In fact, I don't know why you guys don't go back and revisit the TK interview with Jed Lacob. He basically said at the time he saw no reason to put an offer out there to JK at the time. So that's on record. So I don't know why we're debating whether he did not make an offer. The other thing I wanted to interject was, how about we talk about what impact this is having, whether you like JK or not, and you keep saying he's not worth it. I don't know how you know that, because all it takes is one team to pay him the price that he wants. Just because the Warriors are offering him a price he believes is below his value, you can't say categorically that he's not worth more. I don't know how you get to that, but that's somehow you got to that.
Well,
I don't agree with that at all.
That's a personal opinion. I don't think he's worth $28 million. That's just me personally.
Okay.
That's all.
I thought you said he's not worth that.
No. Just
general. I'm thinking,
no, that's just me. That's just me saying that. Let me ask you this, Austin, real quick about the negotiation. I agree with you. I think they talked last offseason and kind of both sides realized we're not really close. Whatever the numbers were, whatever the ideas were, like, they weren't close, and they just decided, let's just table it.
Yeah, I agree. And then one last thing. Can I throw one more thing?
Course.
The whole impression this is having around the league, guys, we're not talking like of what this is going to impact, is going to have on the Warriors. Do you think any young guy, and forget about whether you love JK or not, some people do, I happen to like the young man like Guru, but what young guy it was going to come here into this situation? Steph is going to try to play as long as he can. I don't blame him. If somebody's paying me $66 million a year or whatever, I'm going to try to play as long as I can. But does that mean that's the best thing for the Warriors long term? Every other team in the league, look around. They have a young guy running with an old guy or an older core, right? We're trying to run an older core with more older guys. That's not sustainable, guys. So if you don't like JK, they should have somebody else of his age, his caliber, running with just Steph. I don't know how anybody can disagree with that. Tell me what you guys think. Thanks.
Wait, disagree with what in particular?
Having a young Thundercat running with Curry, somebody for the next.
I would
just tell Austin, we're all with that. That's almost like 1 + 1, Austin. The bottom line is just, from a Warrior standpoint, Stoney, Evan and I got into it yesterday, they struck out. Moody's Moody, and I like, you know, but where he was picked, Stoney, come on. You missed on Wiseman, and then you got Kuminga. So they had you had Jordan Poole. You had your opportunity for what Austin's yearning for is Curry to be playing with kind of the next phase. And that's why, personally, I think Kuminga fits that build. Still, at 22 years old, are we so sure we want to just kick him to the curb? And I'm starting to feel like the Warriors are like, and Joe Lacob mainly, Steiny, like, is it the worst thing? Forget what my coach thinks. Is it the worst effing thing for us to have him back on our ball club?
That's what they got to make the determination about. Hey, Evan, remember a few years ago, Lacob was doing an interview. I don't know if it was Kawakami or if it was on our show. But I just remember him saying, it's a negotiation, a negotiation. Like, no.
What?
He was talking about some contract. It had to do with Draymond or something was going a little bit longer. maybe it was Myers.
Might have been with Clay.
Yeah, but that's right. It was with Clay, and he was just like, you know, hey, what are you going to do with Clay? Listen, relax. It's a negotiation.
Yeah, I think the Warriors were... Anytime you go to a restricted free agency, you have to be prepared for this to go as long humanly possible. And again, it's not just him. The reports last, I think it was two nights ago, from Mark Stein are that Giddey wants 30 a year. Cam Thomas wants 30 a year. And I think the only offer on the table from the Nets of those two teams was 2 for 28. And the second year was a team option to Cam Thomas.
You're stuck.
But it was a mid-level.
Yeah.
So it's even less than Kuminga was being offered by the Warriors. And what did Cam Thomas do? He turned it down. But all of these restricted free agents, while they're in different monetary boats, they're in the same situations as far as bargaining power.
Yeah, man.
The team does not have to give them anything. And they, to their credit, don't have to say yes either.
Yep. Here's the problem, I think, also with restricted free agency and just the nature of it. You know, usually when you negotiate, both sides start apart, and then they eventually come to some place in the middle. But there is only one middle ground. There's only one thing that would be middle ground for both the Warriors and Kuminga, and that is a sign and trade that the Warriors like.
Which I thought was going to happen already, Steiny.
But I'm telling you right now, I don't think they're going to like any of the sign and trades like they didn't like the ones that came up.
Devin Carter and Saric and picks.
So can somebody explain to me what is even the middle ground? And that's my point. There is no middle ground here.
And you get where they're at right now. A stalemate.
Exactly.
Wow, man. Who's going to budge?
Kuminga. Actually, I don't know. I don't know.
If the Warriors.
The Warriors. Kuminga. Actually, I think the Warriors. No, I'm not sure.
They've both already come this far.
Man.
I mean, seriously, they've come this far. They can go another month.
If us three had a draft real quick, Giddey or Kuminga, anybody taking Kuminga over Giddey? I am.
Why?
Because I'm betting on the idea of Kuminga.
The idea.
But right now, I know Giddey is more polished than him, but I would take Kuminga. You, Sonny?
You know what Giddey averaged like his last month of the season?
He was balling.
I'm taking Giddey.
But he's do the Adamus with Giddey because he balled it the last couple months. You know,
he got traded.
Right.
Once he got an opportunity.
He was hooping. I got to give it to him. But, dude.
I would take Giddey really? For no other reason than he knows how to play. That's just me.
All right. You guys got to quit telling lies on the chat, too. Gilbert Arenas did not get arrested.
Giddey started for a one seed, by the way.
I thought he did.
Arenas?
Yes. Yeah, he got arrested.
For what?
Setting up illegal gambling.
Oh, my God.
Poker games. In his mansion. Or one of his mansions.
Amazing. You snitched.
You keep in.
Oh, yeah. You call me GMC.
You keep. Yeah. I thought you would have known that.
We'll get to have it on the other side.
Hey, real quick reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?